Millions of moms and dads have the same problem. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, scrambling to find formula to feed their babies.
I post it on Facebook. I have my dad looking at Walmart in Mexico. I have my friends and family looking online at their stores in California.
Now, she's in Portland, Oregon. As supply chain issues follow, a recall and Abbott production shutdown all led to baby formula shortages.
In the White House, the Biden administration is trying to get more formula on store shelves. The president spoke with CEOs of major retailers as well as formula makers Gerber and Reckitt.
Fox Business Network's Grady Trimble outside an Abbott facility in Sturgis, Michigan.
The White House says that formula companies have made more product in the past month than before the Sturgis plant shut down, but the administration couldn't say when parents will see that product on store shelves.
2.5 months after Russia started invading Ukraine, the first war crimes trial is starting there. A Russian soldier is accused of murdering a 62-year-old Ukrainian civilian. Meanwhile, an American basketball player jailed in Russia, Brittany Griner, found out today she'll remain in detention there at least 30 more days.
A request for house arrest for the WNBA star was denied at a hearing in Moscow Friday. Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist and 9-year veteran of the Phoenix Mercury, has been detained in Russia since February when authorities there claimed she had hash oil vape cartridges in her luggage.
Fox's Jared Max, an escaped murderer who was supposed to be in prison for life, isn't there now. Gonzalo Lopez escaped from a transport bus in Texas after stabbing and injuring the driver. Schools in nearby Leon County are closed as authorities search for Lopez. Elon Musk caused a stir this morning, claiming his deal to buy Twitter is on temporary hold.
Musk said in a tweet that he wants more details about spam and fake accounts on Twitter.
Fox's Jenny Casola. About an hour and a half later, though, Musk tweeted he is committed to buying Twitter. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
There is a hearing today on the Trump border policy President Biden is trying to undo later this month. The federal judge put a hold on it temporarily after more than 20 states sued and will consider the issue again today. Republicans fear lifting the Title 42 regulation that prevented some migrants from entering the U.S. illegally for COVID reasons will lead to a new surge at the border. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik tells Fox.
When we met with Border Patrol agents on the front lines, they said that this crisis will get even worse with the Biden administration's catastrophic plan to lift Title 42.
We're learning more about a U.S. soldier's death in Alaska. He was not a casualty of war, but he was attacked.
A statement from the Army says Staff Sergeant Seth Michael Plant died of his injuries at a hospital on Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Plant, who was 30, was from Florida and was an infantryman for the 3rd Battalion, 509th Parachute Infantry Regiment. He was attacked by a bear in a remote section of the military base, and while the Army is investigating, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game says information gathered so far points to a defensive attack by a female bear protecting her cubs. Another soldier received minor injuries during that attack. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It's the last day on the job for someone at the White House.
Saying so long to the White House is Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She's become well known after giving briefings to the media just about every weekday of the almost 500 days President Biden's been in office. She's headed for a new job at another network, and after learning she was leaving, Fox's Peter Ducey had to say,
thank you, Jen. Sorry to see you go.
Are you?
Yes.
Taking over for Psaki is Karine Jean-Pierre. the first black woman and openly LGBTQ person to be White House press secretary.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. On Wall Street, stock futures are surging ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.